Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Main topic tonight I really wanted to talk to you about. College basketball is in full form, as you probably have been hearing. It is March Madness season coming up in about 2 weeks from now. Yeah, 2 weeks from now. It's going to be March Madness season, so all you're going to be hearing is basketball tournaments, upsets this, upsets that. And we're having some early upsets right now. We had three big college basketball games that happened this week. Detroit Mercy University won their first game of the season. They were 0-26 this season. They finally won, and their only fan that was in the stadium ran onto the court jumping and screaming. I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And then
saying they only had one fan?
They only had one fan in the entire stadium. That's how sad that was. Well, when you're losing every single game,
just don't want to be there to have to see it.
Exactly. You're like, I think I'll know what's going to happen. But then
so
they realize,
probably they'll have a lot more fans at the next
game.
They'll
have two.
They'll double.
But some more serious ones that happened. Ohio State women's basketball team, not today. They lost today to the same team, Iowa, but earlier in the week they played against each other. Fans stormed the court because Ohio State's women's basketball team actually pulled off an upset. Iowa was at that time currently ranked 4. Now I think they're number 7 in the country. During that time, fans stormed onto the court and they were actually pushing purposely their star player Caitlin Clark, who was still on the basketball court trying to get into the locker room before anyone could get on there. Today, again, like I said, they actually won, and now I don't know if you heard the news, Caitlin Clark is now the highest scorer in college sports history, so good for her. And then another situation happened earlier this week. Duke men's basketball team lost to Wake Forest, which was another upset. And again, fans were rushing the court and they were purposely running into all the Duke players on purpose. You can clearly see that on all the cameras. They would look for them and then they would purposely kind of shove them or bump them with their elbows or their shoulders. One fan actually stepped on another player's ankle and actually caused him to have a sprained ankle from this. So now the incident...
Now this is fan devotion we don't really need.
No, absolutely not. So NCAA is having a big conversation whether or not to get rid of it. So the current rule is now that any fan storming that happens, the college will actually get fined by the NCAA $25,000.
Now, well, again, how are they going to prevent it? Just bring in more security guards to keep fans from jumping up when the game is over?
That could be a possibility for sure, because again, NCAA's...
How about a barbed wire fence like in Texas?
I would not want that. Then I'm looking at what's that movie?
Well, you know, they've had this going on for years in concerts that do festival seating. There were people being trampled to death in some of them.
One that comes to mind immediately is there's a rapper named Travis Scott who had his Astroworld festival, and he told fans, let's cause a riot, let's get up here to the front of the stage. And actually,
oh, that was smart of him.
Yeah, and it caused 24 people to be killed and trampled on
top
of.
Was he charged for having made that inflammatory statement? Now, that's the...
I believe so.
A lot of times when they correlate freedom of speech with somebody getting harmed, I'm on the side of the free speech. But if he was really instructing them to do that, that's a whole different story.
There's a video of him literally saying those words, let's start a riot and get to
did
the front of the stage.
Did he express remorse at least over what happened?
He did, but I would say it wasn't from the heart, because immediately he said, I want to express my loss to everybody, and if you can, pick up my new album that's coming out next week. And
I'm like, gosh.
Well, obviously you're not really apologizing. You don't do an album promotion.
I categorically claim solidarity with the families, and my albums you can get at a special discount.
So again, it's been a college tradition to run onto the field and cheer on with your team, but it's another thing where you're actually purposely attacking or going after the opposing team, obviously. And I will expect the NCAA as a governing body to implement more than just a $25,000 fine, because these are public universities. Some of them are private, but for the most part, anyways, they're making millions and millions of dollars. $25,000 means nothing. I swear to you, by the way, if NCAA charges Detroit Mercy for that one fan to join on the court, I will be angry. I'll be like, that's not fair. It's just one fan. I think it's okay. They won their first game, let them go. But anyways, back to the more serious stuff. Security is a really good option. Again, this is a billion-dollar company. They can come out with a plan to come out with more security to make sure that kind of situation doesn't arise. Maybe even heavier fines. That way the school themselves can take care of it and say, okay, maybe we'll implement the security, or we'll implement some student things, like we'll suspend you if you happen to get onto the court, something along the lines of that. Either way, I think you and I are in agreement that obviously the situation is terrible to even happen in the first place. Do I think they should get rid of it? No, because I think it's too much of a tradition. It's already embedded into the sport. Whenever a college upset happens, fans run onto the field or run onto the court.
But then how are they going to regulate it if they're still going to be allowed to run out into the field?
My only other guess too is maybe regulate the amount of students that can come to the game, because it's specifically students that are causing the situation to happen, and most of these colleges offer free.
Or you could collect everybody's shoes before they come in so they can't run as fast.
They're slipping all over the court. Oh, gee, sorry. No, but again, going to a more serious point, limit the amount of student tickets that can go out, because again, these student tickets, they're free for all the students to go to. The college says it's part of your tuition and you can come in for free. I've done it before with my college.
Well, it seems that people want to storm and run up and touch the players, that could happen no matter how few are sitting in the audience.
So,
because it's usually just a few causing the harm, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. The stories I read to you, it was 2 to 3 fans at most that are causing the people to get
pushed.
Why
not just, instead of charging the universities, why not just charge and fine the fans if they do it themselves?
Well, the NCAA would have to really investigate that. And also, the NCAA works really, just like our federal government, the NCAA works really, really slow.
But if there's an actual injury, wouldn't it be pretty clear who did it? And in fact, there's probably still cameras and networks out there.
Yeah. But they would have to go over to the university. Then they would have to make sure, I bet, okay, is this a student? Because if we charge the wrong student, then we're going to get a lot of publicity hate on
that. Let's not charge the mayor's son or the mayor's daughter.
What if it happens to be someone in the political world? Oh, no skin off their bones, and obviously it's not going to hinder them. I mean,
or if it's somebody in the country illegally, they'll just have to do nothing.
Again, pointing this back to a national situation, we lambast Hunter Biden over and over and over, and yet somehow Biden still gets all those votes and still is our president somehow. I mean, how has that not hindered the Biden name exactly? I'm not understanding this situation, but again.
Well, you see, they cheat.
Exactly. Well, I guess I could just end it there for now, I guess.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.